Okay, today we're continuing in the ninth parak of Masech Seiruv, and we are up to Parak Tes, Mishnah Bay. So when you have an area that you're allowed to carry in, and it's open to an area that you're not allowed to carry in, so it's Nifrat, Lamakama Asula, and you don't have a proper Mechitza in between them, so then you're allowed, the Makama Asur makes the Makama Mutter Asur to carry in as well. So not only that, even if you have two areas that are both Mutter to carry in, but they're totally Nifrats to one another, you're not allowed to carry from one to the other, and therefore you're not allowed to, unless there's a proper partition between them, you're not even allowed to carry within each one. When you have one makom that's totally nifritz, it's totally opened up into another makom, and you're not allowed to carry from one to the other, then you're not allowed to carry within each place either. So our Mishnah talks about two cases where you have one Rishos Siyachid that's completely open into another Rishos Siyachid, but only one of them is going to be Aser. So we talk about two rooftops where the houses don't have an Eruv that joins them together. If they had an Eruv, then we'd have no problem. But Gag Gadol Samach L'Katan, let's say you have the rooftop of a large house that's adjacent to the rooftop of a small house. So there's the small house, the rooftop of the large house extends beyond the limits of the rooftop to the small house. It creates what looks like a T shape. So Hagadol Mutter, you're allowed to carry in the larger rooftop because the places where the larger rooftop extends out on the sides beyond where the smaller one is considered a proper mechitza between them. But Vakatan Asr, but from the perspective of the smaller rooftop, it's Nifrats Bimiluo. The entire side is totally wide open into the larger rooftop, and therefore you would be Asr to carry in the larger rooftop. A similar case, Chatzar Gedola Shinifrats Alektana. Let's say it's not two adjacent rooftops, but two adjacent Chatzeros, one smaller, one larger. So the larger one obviously extends beyond the size of on both sides beyond the smaller one. So Gedola Mutaris, the larger one you're allowed to carry in because from its perspective there are walls that block it off from the smaller one because there are walls in the area that juts out beyond the width of the smaller one. But you're not allowed to carry in the smaller one because from the perspective of the smaller chatzer, it's totally open on one side to the larger chatzer. What if you have a chatzer that's right next to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and there's no mechitza between them? So midrabban, you're not allowed to carry in such a chatzer. So what about on a daraisa level? What would the halacha be where there was once a wall? Chatzer shenifetzer l'Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. You have a chatzer that's wide open into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Hamachnis mitocha l'Rosh Hashanah Yachid. If a person carries from the place of that pirtza, of the opening from the place where the wall once was to separate the Rishos Yachid from the Rishos Ram, and you carry from there to a Rishos Yachid, Omi Rishos Yachid Letocha, or from Rishos Yachid to that spot where the wall was, Chayiv. You're going to be Chayiv for the Malacha of Hotza'ah, because the place where the wall once was is now considered a full-fledged Rishos Ram. Chayiv means Mida Oraisa. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That is the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. The Chacham, however, disagree. So they say, well, the Chacham, mitochal Rishos Rabbim, if a person carries from inside the Chatzer to Rishos Rabbim, omi Rishos Rabbim litocha, pater, or from Rishos Rabbim into it, he's pater on a darais level, neshika karmelis, because the Chatzer now has a din of a karmelis. It's not even a Rishos Yachid. So the same thing would therefore be that the place where the wall once was is also only a karmelis and is not a Rishos Rabbim. So if you carry between from the place where the wall once was into Rosh Hashanah Yachid, so you're also going to be Pater. So now we move on to Mishnah Gimel. So the last Mishnah said that if you have a Chatzar where the wall fell down, the wall that separates it from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim fell down, and now it's totally Nifrats, it's totally Paritz to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so we treat that Chatzar like a Karmelis. But we didn't say when that wall fell down. Was it before Shabbos or was it on Shabbos? Nor did we say if that would make a difference. So our Mishnah discusses that issue. Chatzar shenifritzo l'Rosh Hashanah Rabbim mishtei ruchoseha. If let's say there's a chatzar that's wide open into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim or became wide open to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on Shabbos, so now it's now open on two of its sides, meaning the collapsed wall broke down by a corner. So there are two walls that are now totally nifrats into Rosh Hashanah, and you don't have anything separating the chatzar from the Rosh Hashanah. V'chein bayis shenifrats mishtei ruchosav. Or if you have a house where a corner of the house, meaning something, pieces of two walls came down in the house that now make that house nifrats into Rosh Hashanah. V'chein mavoi shenitlu korosav aluchayav. Or if you have a mavoi that was separated from the Shushan by a lechi or a korah, and the beam that were the korah or the lechim, the poles that separated, were removed on Shabbos, mutar in bosa Shabbos, you're allowed to carry in those places the rest of that Shabbos. It's just that vasur and lasa lavot of Rabbi Yehuda, you're just not allowed to carry there in the future according to Rabbi Yehuda. But for that Shabbos, since when Shabbos started, Rabbi Yehuda holds that since when Shabbos started, it was mutar to carry there. We look at the beginning of Shabbos, at when Shabbos started, and therefore it remains mutar to carry there. But Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, no, it can't be that you can consider it an enclosed place for one Shabbos, and that it's not considered a totally enclosed place for the next Shabbos. In mutar and losa Shabbos, mutar and losa lavo, v'masur and losa lavo, asur and losa Shabbos. If it's mutar this Shabbos, it's mutar next Shabbos, and if it's asur this Shabbos, it's asur next Shabbos. And the halach is that it's asur next Shabbos, and therefore Memela, it's Asur this Shabbos as well. That's what Rabbi Yossi is trying to say. He's not trying to say a Pula, he's trying to say a Chumra. Okay, so let's chazer over what we did today. In Mishnah Beis, we learned that if you have two adjacent rooftops, but one is larger than the other, or two adjacent chatseros, one is larger than the other, so from the perspective of the smaller one, they're not allowed to carry, because it's Nifrats B'miluo. From the perspective of the larger one, they are allowed to carry, because they have a Mechitza. If you have a Chatzer that opens up into Rosh Hasharabim, and you carry from the area where the wall used to be into Rosh HaSayachid, or from the Rosh HaSayachid to where the wall used to be, you have a machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer says, you chayev midah raisa, and the Chum says, no, it has a din of a karmelis, so you're going to be pater. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we said that if you have a chatzer where the wall breaks down, or a house where the wall breaks down in a corner, so there are two walls that actually broke down, or you have a mavwe that the lechi or the korah was removed, and that happened in middle of Shabbos, so we have machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda says you're good to go for the rest of Shabbos, because when Shabbos started you were okay, whereas Rabbi Yossi says no way, meaning Rabbi Yehuda says you're good to go for the rest of Shabbos, but for next Shabbos you can have a problem, and Rabbi Yossi says no way, if it's a problem for next Shabbos it's a problem for this Shabbos also, and therefore just like you're not allowed to carry there next Shabbos, you're also not allowed to carry there this Shabbos either. Okay, B'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalet.